Hey guys, Will Durst here to say we don't have enough stuff to worry about. Now we're running out of ways to kill people, legally. First, the maker of the go-to lethal injection drug, thiopental, stopped producing it. Then, states turned to a different drug called pentobarbital, but the Danish manufacturer didn't like being associated with executions, so they pulled the plug. Now the state's departments of killing are resorting to unreliable and possibly illegal sources, meaning we could be shooting people up with Drano-flavored Jell-O soon. You know, these punishments are being carried out on behalf of we the people, so shouldn't we the people have a say in the process? Come on, man, it's the 21st century. Why not kill the condemned creatively? Film it for pay-per-view. Make some coin on the back end. There's tons of ways to end a person's life that would be a barrel of fun at the same time and eminently watchable. For instance, imagine the hilarity to be had if a convicted man were forced to spend an entire evening in the company of Joan Rivers. Or what if they were dispatched to be Chris Christie's pedicab driver, Vladimir Putin's food taster, Barack Obama's personal pollster? Work as the only salesman at a Foot Locker during the next re-release of Air Jordan Classics. An entire season on Dancing with the Stars as Chelsea Handler's partner. Spend a day in Times Square dressed in the Disney character costume of the evil bird from Aladdin. Got three words for you people. CSI Miami Binge-a-thon. And finally, we could force the doomed to wear Google Glass into dive bars all over the Mission District of San Francisco. And the beauty of that one is, they function as their own cameraman. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.